This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Well, coming up in the next half hour, we are going to be chatting with Cal from Well, Well, Well. We're going to talk about phallic photos.
Oh, that's all right. We're trying to figure out what words we can use. Cal, I'm just going to turn on your mic. You're here before we go to the song. Okay, so we're trying to figure out, Chris, maybe you can help us, what words to use. Is it phallic photo, giblet grabs, doodle pics?
Doodle pics is, I think, is breakfast
appropriate.
Yeah. But well, I phallic photos, because obviously everybody uses the phrase that rhymes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's 7:30.
Rhymes so. With pick Nick.
Yeah, I came in early just so that we could workshop what we're going to call it because of this, like, AI tech that's out there.
Chris, have you got any suggestions?
No, I'm just staring at my microphone going, oh, that's appropriately.
Well, if you have any suggestions for us, why don't you let us know? 0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. Don't actually send us a phallic photo.
No, we don't need to see it. We just want to talk about it.
Joy.
We have Cal from Well, Well, Well joining us this morning on the show. Well, Well, Well is Joy's community LGBTIQA plus health show every single Thursday from 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know why I always feel like that's going to be wrong.
We've moved over the years. We've had different slots, but 9 o'clock Thursday
You
nights.
Work around. You work yeah. around. And today we're talking wangs, wang watching, phallic photos, snappity snap snaps.
Yeah. Pictures of your doodle bits, and it's
but
for
in a
reason.
Positive way. This yeah. isn't just like harassment imagery coming through, as most people receive, or non-harassment, depending if it's consensual or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it should always be consensual. If you're sending that to someone, they should be aware or know whether or not they want to see it.
Yeah,
they should.
But we're talking about health.
Yeah. We're talking about health. So, you know, I obviously Well, Well, Well is hosted by Thorn Harbor Health, and we got approached about an interesting story last week, and it was in the Guardian this past over the weekend. Around AI. I mean, everybody's been talking about AI, ChatGPTs, and things like that, and about a website that has been developed where you could send in your doodle snaps, especially if you've got a bump or a rash on that bit, and it will basically look through a library of other images and using that AI tell you whether or not it thinks it might be an STI and whether or not you need to go in for a sexual health check. So it came up to us, and it really got the conversation going at Thorn Harbor, and we had a bit of a chat around, what do we think about this? And you know, it's live and whatnot at the moment. I think there's actually two different kind of tech websites. But the Guardian asked us, like, what do we think about it? And we were like, whoa, okay.
Bots and bits. What is Thorn Harbor's stance on this?
I think when it comes to AI, if there's new tech out there, I mean, the first thing that comes to our mind, especially after the last couple of years, is privacy.
Privacy, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because if you're sending those photos, that's not an insignificant piece of data.
Yeah.
To send to a tech company, and that's as we all know, any celebrity scandal out there, that's the material of that sort of thing. And now, admittedly, the tech companies behind these apps have said, look, when you send in those photos, they immediately get deleted. They're not hosted. They're not, but as we know,
everything goes somewhere on the internet.
It's very
true. Does it ever really go away?
Right. And so it creates this, that major privacy concern. I mean, I'm happy to admit, but I've been, when we had the Medibank massive data leak, that affected my data. I was out there. And it's one of those things that for me, I kind of was like, meh, there's nothing really in my data that I'm worried about. For a lot of other folks, though, there could be.
As if they're not going to keep your picture, though, and use that as the next example of, particularly if you have a lump, here you go. Here is another example of syphilis. I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing with AI as well. It's all about how much information you put in. So they need to collate the data in order to have it. I'm not saying pictures in regards to, what is going on with my body. Could this be an STI? All of that stuff isn't a good idea, especially because for many people in our communities, actually finding the right medical health professional to inform you is not an easy thing.
Well, and to build that initial data set, they actually asked for volunteers and said, for the sake of science, would you be willing to do this? Make sure that the pictures don't have your face and things like that so they're identifiable. And they did. They got quite a bit. You know, that's how they built their initial data set. And, you know, I think that's how a lot of tech companies can do this, because it's pretty amazing what people will be willing to offer for the sake of, you know, our collective health and well-being. So that's awesome. But yeah, you do have to worry about the ones that are being submitted in real time.
I mean, it's that hard thing as well, where I've got a friend that always freaks out that they have herpes when they actually have a heat rash. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. This is the hard thing about it all, where pictures can only tell you so much, which is where a medical professional is very helpful.
100%. And that's kind of the other major concern for us, is that, you know, especially when we look at something like Mpox, which we spent a lot of time talking about, that was really misdiagnosed a lot. You know, that people would come into thinking, oh, you know, this is maybe an early stage syphilis rash. And then what, in fact, it was is actually the onset of Mpox. And that was just something that wasn't even on people's radar at the time. So that's the thing with rashes and bumps. And also too, a lot of STIs are asymptomatic, which means you're not going to necessarily show signs. Or with something like syphilis, you might show the rash and then that rash might go away. That does not mean the syphilis has gone away.
One of my, you know what people are like when they're taking pictures of their bits? Everyone wants to get a good shot, good angle, good lighting.
You say that, but no, not everybody does.
Everyone does, but they should. They should really think about these things, especially the lighting. I wonder if that would impact the imagery.
More so a gay man.
Well, for the moment, it may be about wang watching, but with stuff like this, with AI, it's how much it can grow and inform. And we are learning more and more how much it's helping the health sector in regards to data.
Well, it's funny you mentioned this too, Rachel, because there was actually a call out recently from another data set. It's called, this is the actual name of it. It's called the Labia Library. And actually a visual library so that
people can normalize
it, because oftentimes they kind of go, oh, is this right or wrong? And a lot of people have talked about maybe that would be appropriate for Doodlebits as well, because the same complexities around physical, I don't want to say body dysmorphia, but like you question, how do I stack up against everybody else just from like physical appearance?
Yeah. I love that. Diagnoses of things via photograph seems like it could be messy waters. What do you know what sort of advice is coming back from this AI bot saying, yes, it looks like you have so and so? Like, is it then saying you should actually now go and see a GP, or is it saying you can treat this by putting bleach on it? Like,
so it has been developed, I believe it's primarily developed between India and Singapore, and so it does refer you on. It doesn't tell you what STI, it says you should go see a sexual health clinician.
This could be.
You know, an it just says.
Well, then, if you've got any lump, it is not just common advice ever.
This is what we're going to dive into. We're going to come back. We're diving down the rabbit hole when it comes to phallic photos, whether AI is healthy or not, and how it impacts our approach to sexual health with Kel from Well. And we're finding out if AI is the new frontier when it comes to sexual health.
Yes. Yeah, so there's a new bot that is saying, you can send in pictures of your bits, specifically male genitalia, and it'll tell you if it thinks that.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.